color at Christmas. You heard the songs about those colors. You heard as Rod read what the colors were. And I want to talk just for a few minutes this morning about those colors. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this message and song. Thank you for the gift that started it all, Christmas. And I pray now that as we spend the next few minutes in your word, that you would speak to our hearts. I pray, Father, if there's somebody here that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, this morning would be the morning that they make that decision, that they see themselves as a sinner, they see the price that was paid for that sin, and this morning they make a decision to receive the Christ of Christmas. Bless the remainder of the service, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So what color is Christmas? You heard Rod pretty emphatically read each color as he said, so the color of Christmas, it must be green. And then he said, so the color of Christmas must be silver. You saw as the children hung ornaments on the wreath as the color that matched the song. He said, so the color of Christmas, it must be white. So the color of Christmas, it must be gold. So the color of Christmas, it must be red. And in actuality, as you put them all together, you understand that it's all those colors put together. It's sort of like a Christmas present. You go out and buy a present, and then you pick the paper to wrap it in. Some people will pick bright red paper. Some others will pick green with the decorations on it, some white. And the present is what's inside, but it's wrapped up in many different colors of paper. I dare say if we went and looked in your homes under the Christmas tree, if you have your shopping done, there's all sorts of colored paper that adorn the presents that are under the tree in your home. And in the same way, the colors of Christmas are colors that wrap the gift of Christmas. And of course, the gift of Christmas is the Savior, Jesus Christ. And the colors that he's wrapped in, as the cantata pointed out, are different parts of the message that he brings at Christmas time, are different parts of the same gift. But they all go together to help us understand what that gift is. That gift of Christ is wrapped in white. That speaks to his purity. Born of a virgin. And don't let anybody ever take that out of your Christmas. Don't let anybody change the word of God that he was born of a young maiden. He was born of a virgin without an earthly father. Mary was overcome, as it says in the book of in the book of Matthew and in the book of Luke, by the Holy Spirit. He had no blood that brought the sin of Adam into his life. And then he lived a perfect life that white describes. He was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And so when he went to the cross, John the Baptist could truly say, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You that know your Bible know that the Lamb of God talks about the Passover Lamb. And the Passover Lamb had to be perfect in every way. No scars, no marks, no defects on that Lamb. And when John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, he was talking about the white that Jesus was wrapped in, that indicated his purity, that indicated that he was a Savior who knew no sin. But he's also wrapped in the color red. Speaks to the blood that was spilled on Calvary for us. That blood that was required to purchase our salvation. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. And none of us would be saved this morning without the blood of Jesus Christ. We sing the song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He's also wrapped in green. And green speaks to the new life that we have in Christ. You see, before we come to Christ, our old life is marked by death. We're all sinners. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Every single one of us, every one of these little children over here, and maybe some of them haven't made it to that point yet, But I dare say that most of the children over here in these front two rows already know what it is to sin. They already know the difference between right and wrong. They already know and have made conscious decisions to disobey mom or dad, to maybe tell a little white lie. Well, you see, the rest of us ought to know that same thing too. We're all sinners. Doesn't matter how big we sin. Doesn't matter what our sin is. The Bible says if we offend the law in one point, we're guilty of all. And so every single person here this morning, from the youngest child to the oldest adult, is a sinner. And the Bible says the wages of our sin is death, separation from God. And so our life, before we come to Christ, is marked by death. But the green that our Savior is wrapped in speaks to the new life that we have in Him. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We sung about the Christmas tree, and you might think, well, that's a pagan symbol, and I know the world has messed it up. But the color green of the Christmas tree speaks to the life that we have in Christ. It's green all throughout the year, not only when it's warm and sunny, but when it's cold and drear, as the song said. And we can have that eternal life only by coming to Christ. He's also wrapped, that Christmas present is also wrapped in silver. Rod read that verse from John 10:10. For Jesus said, I've not only come to give you life, but I have come to give you life abundant. And when we get saved, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to know that we're on our way to heaven. It's a wonderful thing to know that we've escaped hell and we don't have to go to that place that's prepared for the devil. But I want to tell you something. When you get saved, heaven is just the beginning. I mean, getting out of hell is just the beginning. Knowing that you're on your way to heaven is just the beginning. Jesus said, hey, I don't want you to stop there. I've not only come to give you life, but I've come to give you life abundantly. Amen. And every good, and here's what the Bible says in the book of James, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father, which is above. And we as Christians, we that have known Christ, know that we have such a good God. That He takes such good care of us. And He showers His gifts on us, not only at Christmas, but all the year through as He watches over and takes care of us. But Jesus is also wrapped in gold. Speaks to His royalty. Not just our Savior, He should be our King. There's going to come a day when the world will see Him as King, when He sits on that throne in Jerusalem and rules for 1,000 years. And then when we get to heaven, we will bow down before the throne of Christ and recognize Him as our eternal King. So the colors of Christmas, they're the colors that the gift that God gave us are wrapped in. Colors that tell us something about that gift. But the gift, make no mistake about it, is Jesus. In John 3:16, the Bible says this, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, here's what I was thinking about last night as I was thinking about the colors of Christmas. How would you feel? How would you feel if for somebody you love, you went out and with great care picked out a gift, you wrapped it up, you turned the paper, you took it to that person, and you said, "Oh, good, I think this gift I'll give to you. I know what you need. I grabbed it. How would you feel? How would I feel? Sorry, I'll get a gift from somebody else. I don't know. How would you feel if you were again, if you picked out a gift, especially if you need to or want it, you're able to grab it up from your tape, draw it to a Christmas pack, a girl, all the way to the end. Take it for
Now, would you feel? Brother Earl said, I don't want it. Don't want it. And I was thinking, how must God feel when he knew what every single one of us needed? A Savior. Somebody to pay for our sins. Somebody to pay the price that we owed because we were sinners. And so he took that gift. He wrapped it up in pretty paper. Some of it's white. Some of it's red. Some of it's green. Some of it's silver. Some of it's gold. And he brings that gift to each one of us as individuals. And he says, I picked this out just for you. You need it. I've wrapped it in all these colors so you can understand what it's all about. And I'm bringing it to you. And yet, there are tens and hundreds and thousands and millions that have said to God, I don't want it. I don't want it. Take it back. It's not for me. I don't want it. And when we refuse Christ, when we say no to Jesus, that is exactly what we are doing to God. He has paid for this gift. It cost him the life of his dearest son and all the agony that he went through on Calvary. And when we say no to Jesus, what we're saying is, no, God, I don't want your present. I don't want that gift. Now this morning, if you're here and you've never received Christ as your Savior, you can change that. You said, preacher, I would never say no to God. Well, if you've never received Christ, that's exactly what you've done. You can call it anything you want, but if you've rejected Christ, if you've never received Him as your Savior, then you've said no to God, I don't want your present. You can change that this morning. You're here and you're a sinner. There is a penalty for that sin. When Christ went to Calvary, he paid your price. He paid my price. And the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, talking about Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I don't know of a better Sunday in the year to receive Christ than the Sunday before Christmas. The Bible says now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. And today really is. If you're here this morning, don't care how old you are, don't care what your condition of life is, if you've never received Christ, why not do it today? Let's pray. Father, thank you for that wonderful gift of Jesus. Thank you for wrapping it in all these colors so that we can understand what it's all about. And I pray for that one, two, who's ever here this morning that's never received that gift of salvation, never received the gift of Jesus. I pray this morning that they would make that decision. And just like they're going to do on Thursday and they're going to receive all those presents, that today they will receive the best present that anybody has ever given them. Your only begotten Son. Our Savior. Bless the invitation. Help those that need to come. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.